After weeks of delays, a state funeral for José Eduardo dos Santos in the centre of Angola's capital. The former president's coffin draped in the country's flag.
He wanted to be remembered as a patriot, and today he is being remembered as the great patriot, the one who is considered the architect of peace.
Dos Santos was given the nickname Architect of Peace for ending a long-running civil war that killed nearly 500,000 people. He and his family dominated politics throughout his 38-year rule, which ended in 2017.
It's not easy to see a man of this dimension leave. We were expecting him to last for more years. His well-marked fingerprints on our country were so great that there is no way we can forget.
The president of the former colonial power, Portugal, attended the service, as well as the presidents of Zimbabwe and South Africa and Namibia's former leader.
Africa is mourning the passing of a statesman and a devoted Pan-Africanist.
Under Dos Santos, Angola became one of Africa's top oil producers, but his family reaped vast wealth from its resources, leading to allegations of corruption. Many of Angola's 33 million people are among the poorest in the world. Dos Santos died in Barcelona in July after a long illness, but his funeral was delayed after some of his children disagreed about where and when he would be buried. A Spanish court ruled his body be returned to Angola.
My tribute to the former president during the 38 years of his career, the effects, the legacy he left, not only as president of the MPLA, but as the president of the Republic of Angola.
While one of his daughters spoke at the service, another's accused authorities of using the ceremony to distract from recent election results, describing them as a scandalous fraud. His party, the MPLA, led by successor João Lourenço, saw its worst performance ever, winning just over 51% of the vote. The opposition UNITA has rejected the results. The government asked for any protests to be put on hold out of respect for the former head of state. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.